Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO Queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for these workshops?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. And you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. THESEOQUEEN.net. That's THESEOQUEEN.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO Queen.
Yep, so I'm going to start my introduction. Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, patients, and revenue. We are broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening, you can check out SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So today's guest, I am so excited to have him on. He is the founder and host of the fantastic, very informative and educational and entertaining SEO video show. And he's also the global SEO lead for Workday. I would like to introduce the son and present to others none other than Paul Andre. How are you today?
Lady Z, what's up? The SEO Queen. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again as well. So I wanted to have you come on to the SEO Queen Tech Show because you are, like, when it comes to SEO, I mean, that is like, you keep your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in the SEO world. So for my listeners who, believe it or not, there are still some people who don't know what SEO is. Mm-hmm. What is SEO in your own words?
SEO is a way you can organically find your business online. I mean, you can go to Google, you can go to eBay or any other property that has a search engine. Search engine optimization is a way for you to be at the top of the results. It could be Google, it could be Bing, it could be eBay, it could be Amazon, right? So all these all these places have search engines. And for you to get on top on that first page within the top 10, there is a process in which this is done.
Right. So my other question to you is, what do you see as the trends for search engine optimization moving into 2021? What are you working on at Workday? And you interview SEOs all the time. So what is the common thread that you're hearing as we're moving into a new year?
For 2021, SEO is becoming more content-based, right? There's a new algorithm that just came out, and a lot of the things that what they found was that a lot of the content that had long-form type of content where they're linking entities meaning a thing. A perfect entity would be like a person, place, or thing. Anything with a capital letter is an entity. So branding is huge when it comes to SEO in 2021. When you write about things, make sure you like link out to these things, link to your own pages that talk about these things. But long form content is huge. So copywriting, if you're a copywriter, get into SEO copywriting. It's going to be a huge market for you guys because Google's getting smarter nowadays, right? And mm-hmm. and it's one of those things where they're going to just, they know all the fluff. They know all that stuff. If you have to become an expert, an SME, subject matter expert within your field. That's why it's very important to have like an about page. When you have an about page, Google can see if this person that's writing about your content is a real person, if they're an actual expert. You know, there's like this one algorithm update that was the medic update, when Google will only, you know, rank sites that have actual writers that have maybe an MD, you know, a PhD. So those are one of the things that you want to take a really close look at. So for 2021, make sure you have quality content written by professionals, subject matter experts, and also to, you know, link out to citations that are within that field.
Oh, wow. That's a great, great insight. So Hummingbird mm-hmm. update. I remember when Hummingbird happened, and Hummingbird was all about the fact that the algorithm now sees synonyms within the copy. And so it sounds to me that the Hummingbird has gotten even smarter.
Yes, yes. And it's something called like BERT now. It's like the one that, have you heard about that one that just came out? It's like BERT, where it's more like, it's, oh man, it's by, I don't know, it's a long acronym. I mean, it's an acronym for such a long term, like bidirectional something relationship. Technology. I don't know, but
something. Okay, BERT. So that's something for people to look up. Google BERT. What the BERT algorithm update? Google
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That's, if you ever watched the, I think it was what, a billion searches. There was a new documentary that came out on YouTube on how Google search works, and the way they were documenting that process was about this whole new algorithm. And it's funny because all these like really, really technical SEOs actually were like pausing the video, looking at the whiteboard, trying to see the algorithm that they put up there, and they're dissecting it. So these are like some of my guests that were talking about this. I'm like, what? Talk about SEO nerd. I mean, I thought I was
right.
yeah. So that's how crazy it is. If you check it out, it's something that's very informative. Even if you're not an SEO professional, if you want to learn how Google works, Google search works, it's a very informative documentary.
Oh, that's great. So, Paul, you're always bringing the resources and the information bombs.
Oh yeah.
I just love bombs, your show. Right? Yeah, the knowledge bombs. I just love your show. If you haven't checked out the SEO video show, even if you're not an SEO, you should definitely check it out, because it's very entertaining, even if you're not an SEO nerd. It's broken down where you can really understand it. So tell me about your motivation to start the SEO video show. I think I heard that you were trying to convince other people to pursue SEO as a profession. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, Well, the SEO video show started for us being locked up here at home. I mean, I was almost finding a new hobby, you know, like I was already trying to find something to do. I'm here. I'm like, oh, you know what? Since I'm already researching a lot of SEO, teaching myself a lot of things, why not like share that information with the world and start like a show? And I literally started the SEO video show knowing nothing about live streaming. Like I had nothing. All the equipment you see in front of me and behind me, I did not have this pre-March of this year.
Oh, wow.
So when we were locked down in March, it was like from April, May, June, I read everything I can on live streaming, on live video. And then July is when I actually launched the SEO video show. As you can look at my back on my channel, the first episode was on July 8th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I knew nothing about it. And it became something that was really, really fun. And I got so much good feedback. And I was getting all this, I was applying all the feedback that people were telling me about it. And it evolved to something that's pretty awesome. I mean, I was actually noticed as one of the most influential SEOs for 2020, and I was honorably mentioned, which is totally awesome, because I mean, I looked at the names on that thing, I was like, what, you put me in that class? I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But they feel like with the information I'm just putting out and sharing, it's very valuable. Like I'm cutting out all the fluff. If you notice, like the show is about videos, I watch hours of video every week, right? And I cut them down to find the most important things. It's about a 1 minute clip. And then I find about, you know, 5 to 8 of these. And then to top it off and put the icing on the cake, I bring on an SEO expert. And, you know, you were on the show. You're an SEO expert. I got you on there. I got you to share your story. And it's about sharing everyone's journey and story. Because
if I want to get
other people on there and get more people involved in SEO, it's good to learn and see how other people got into it. And it gives them that little shortcut. And then they don't have to make the same mistakes if they don't have to. And it's one of those things where I'm just trying to help out anyone that wants to get into SEO. I'm not selling anything. I'm just having a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, being honorably mentioned in front of, you know, as an influential SEO for 2020, it was a really, really proud moment for me.
Well, I think your show is the bee's knees. I think it's phenomenal. I just love the production and how you put it together. You can totally tell that you've put a lot of time into it. And so kudos to you on that. So my question to you, are you going to Search Engine Journal's conference in January? Are you going to go?
It would have to be that's virtual, right?
It's virtual. I think it's like the January 11th and 12th or 12th and 13th, something like that.
I didn't plan to, but there's like a lot of things have become a lot virtual. I mean, I usually go to the in-person ones. The in-person ones are like, I can't wait to go back to those, even though like they may be more expensive or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They offer a different, you know, vibe. And it's just one of those things where you interact and you network, and then, you know, you can give someone a couple of drinks and get their secrets. And it's just one of those things. that's when the real SEO tips come out. I swear.
Right.
At those happy hours at the bar, that's when the secrets come out. And, you know, you can't really get that on these virtual conferences. You pretty much watch the virtual conference. Yeah, you take a few notes here and there. Maybe you can reach out to the person and you know, they'll break you off and tell you a few things. But I mean, it's not the same as going to an actual conference, and I can't wait until we go back to another conference.
Oh yeah, me too. I understand. I'm right there with you. I can't wait to see, you know, go back to, you know, the live events.
Yep.
So I have another question.
No, I mean, like we're going to probably hang out one of these days with these live events. We're going to have a drink.
Well, I want you to come and be a speaker at my conference. I'm planning a conference for July 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's going to be virtual.
Okay.
It's called the SEO, the Reach More Clients Power Conference.
Nice.
And I want you to come and be a speaker for that. But, you know, before we're, you know, I don't know when we're going to be able to meet in person, but I'm definitely looking forward to that. So I kind of want to switch gears. I've been doing a lot more research. I'm in several masterminds, and I've been networking with some SEOs and power tools. Mm-hmm. What has been like the best power tool that you've run across this year for SEO?
For SEO, mm-hmm. I use I mean I do pretty much I use SEMrush a lot, But I mean, I'm an enterprise SEO. As you mentioned, I do SEO for a company called Workday, $4 billion company, huge company. I manage over 12 properties globally for them on the SEO front. And there's this enterprise software called BrightEdge. BrightEdge is an enterprise SEO platform where it's also a content marketing platform. And I can get all my content writers within the platform to look at certain things. And then they can, you know, do all their research, whether it's like keyword search volume and conversational keywords. This is like LSI. Remember how you're talking about the different type of keywords that they can.
Right.
Yeah.
LSI is so important.
Yeah. You don't have to repeat the same. I tell the content writers, you don't have to repeat the same word every single time. If you just use this LSI, these keywords that are related, you're covering your bases. It's just one of those things, like sometimes like my content marketers don't like the.
They don't like.
Oh, no. I was waiting for the sound to come out, the background sound. But, but you know, sometimes my content writers, they don't, they actually will like push away on when it comes to SEO, because they all think about it's like, it's taking away their creativity. It's more like how like, oh, I have to put this keyword this many times. I'm like, no, it's not like that anymore. It's not about stuffing keywords. It's right about this LSI and all these.
It's about the value.
Yes. And like I was talking about long form content, being able to answer questions, being able to use like, you know, being able to like, if you look at even Google itself, this is the perfect way I do, like when I do my keyword research, when I do anything like that, the first thing I go to is the playing landscape is Google itself. You can grab so much information. If you go search a keyword, right? Look at everything that's bolded. That's a keyword. I mean, those are some variations that you can look for.
The keyword suggestions.
Yeah, the keyword suggestions, the related keywords, the questions, all that stuff. And then when you want to make it really semantically related, and what you do is you click on one of those keywords, and then you look at the related keywords of that, and then write that within your content. So your content is just so related, and you can hit all these certain amount of keywords when you do your research through Google itself. Like you just kind of search, click, and see what the related next one is. And then if you want to write more about it and see what's more semantically related, click on that keyword and then see what it pops up.
That was a great knowledge bomb. That was, oh, thank you. Thank you. You got the sound effects right there. Okay, give me another one. Love it. You know, Paul, you're such a professional. You've done so much. You've definitely have brought so much to the SEO community. I just love it. So from power tools to, you know, wrapping your mind around what to do first. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people get overwhelmed when they look at their website and they're not used to, you know, SEO and stuff. So what are the three things that you would recommend for those who, you know, have paralysis of analysis to do to get their website more traffic?
All right. First is all three things in Google. You need to make sure your Google is connected to Google Analytics, right? Because you want to look at your what pages are getting the most traffic, what pages are getting the less traffic. So make sure Google Analytics is connected. Google Search Console. The way you can look at Google Search Console is that you can actually see which keywords are driving traffic to your pages. And if you see, and also tell you what page you're currently ranking. And like, if you don't know where to start, this is something I do. I call it quick wins. You look at Google Search Console, look at every single page that's ranking on page 11 through 20. That means these are pages that are on the second page of Google that have a quick win chance to rank on the first page. So you go to the 11 through 20 and you see which one of these pages are actually something that you want to rank for. You click on that link and then Google Search Console will let you know what keywords are actually driving traffic to that page. And then now that's when you can actually insert those keywords. You can optimize for those keywords. You can use all these powerful tools. You can do your keyword research and have your content writer add more content to the page with the keywords that they provide for you within a Google Search Console. And then another part for, you know, even if you want to get started, if you don't have a Google My Business, you need to get that set up. Whether you're a business person or like, you know, you want to do a personal brand, hey, I have my own business. You have the SEO video show. I created a Google My Business account for that. You know what? I'm a consultant. I created a Google My Business for Paul Andre. You know, it's like one of those things you want to have that, you want to create that entity for Google. And then soon enough, you're going to get like a knowledge graph like yourself.
Yeah. Yes, I have a couple of knowledge graphs. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm so jealous. I'm like, man, I'm working on mine. I'm trying to, you know, try to build that thing. And the way there's ways to build it out. So like, when you're an author and stuff like that, you know, Google rewards that person. And then you get to have this, this nice, it's almost like validation. If someone searches Z Scott, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, she is the SEO queen. It says right here, like on the your side and featured on the side of Google. You know how big that is? That's huge. Yeah,
that's big. Like when you search my name, I think when you search my name or the SEO queen, you get, I know for sure I have a knowledge card.
Graph. Yeah,
knowledge graph entry when you look up Z Scott. So, I mean, this is all great information. So to recap, you said Google Analytics, Search Console, and Google My Business. And I have to say, you're a man after my own heart, because those would be my top three suggestions as well. So,
yeah. I mean, we always like to say, I mean, I say this to all my clients, anyone I talk to, Google loves Google. You always want to feed the beast with their own food, like food that they like, with their own property, whether it's YouTube or like a blogger account or anything like that. You want to, Google loves Google. So like use as much Google properties as possible for your business, you know, like you take advantage of this stuff.
That's awesome. So I have a question for you. Have you done a lot of SEO around Google News results?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily Google News results. I mean, I actually have Google Publisher accounts. I've started hearing more about it. I've set this up when it was really easy to get accepted. And it's basically you go to publisher.google.com and you can go ahead, you know, submit that and get that going. One of the main things right now to get shown up to, they even mentioned this, there's like a patent on this where you you got to make sure you're using AMP right now. You know, like, I mean, if you want to get featured in one of those stories and those rotating carousels, it's Google AMP. Make sure your publishers are using that using that really heavily. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, one person to follow on anything Google News is Barry Adams. He was also a guest on the show. And he actually just created a whole newsletter on how to get news publishers into the Google carousel on using AMP and using ways to citate certain things to get part of Discover. It's also like, you know, have you noticed like the Google Discover is bringing news results into? It's all a part of the process.
Right.
So Google AMP is huge when it comes to Google News.
Now, do you know if Google AMP and Blogger do they integrate into each other, or does Blogger have an AMP functionality?
I'm not sure, but I know WordPress has plugins.
Yeah, I know WordPress does. Yeah.
WordPress has plugins. There's some frameworks. If you go to amp.dev, I think it is, amp.dev will tell you everything you need to know on setting up your, amp.dev is the main thing where you want get your stuff going. Because I mean, now they're also, what I want to look into is web stories, because those are something that's also becoming into, you know, Google Discover, and it's these snackable stories like for everyone. And this is where I feel like, you know, it's like the future of it. You know, again, if Google puts something out, it's something you start using. I mean, Google just put out their own plugin for WordPress for web stories. So it's like, why would Google create something for another platform unless it's really important? Right. So it's like,
everything they do is important. Yep. So I believe it's called Cameo. Google has this new video based platform called Cameo. Have you heard about that?
I use Cameo to get celebrities on my show. Have you noticed like the intro? There's that one app where you can hire a celebrity to like say anything you want. So it's called Cameo. It's a Cameo app, which is you can literally hire like whoever's on there. There's a bunch of celebrities on there, and for like 30 seconds you can have them say anything you want, and depending on what, you know, what it is. I mean, if it's, you know, so usually it's like birthday wishes and stuff like that. But I made them say SEO jokes. And so that's that wrestler that you see in the beginning of my show. It's like, you know, what's a black hat's favorite food? And then he'll say spam. And it's one of those.
I mean, that's so corny. It's still so funny, though. It's so funny.
It's some bad jokes, right? It's just one of those things. But I mean, that was the whole purpose. So I get this hardcore wrestler say this dad joke, and it just
right.
Yeah, but Cameo, the Cameo app. I mean, that's the one thing I know about Cameo, but I'm not sure about the cameo that you're referring to.
It's called Cameos. Let me, I'll show you on my phone real quick. I'm going to show it. I know people can't see this on the podcast. Cause it's, yeah. it's but
see? Okay. Yeah. I can see it says Cameos on Google. No, I'm not sure about that. I mean, hey, first mover, get on there.
Yeah. You know, I actually have, this is the other thing I want to talk to you about. This actually is a perfect segue to Clubhouse. So I have a room that I do on SEO on Clubhouse. Are you on Clubhouse yet?
I just joined last week when I just started seeing some people post on it. And then I saw you actually invited me to one year. I think you have one today, right?
You're yeah.
One, you have one going on today.
One today at 5.
Uh-huh. And I'm not sure how that, you know, how it works or anything like that. I just know a bunch of YouTubers are hopping on that Clubhouse app, which is like, okay, you know what? Let me hop on, just be one of those.
What's your username on Clubhouse?
It should be Paul Andre.
Okay. I'm looking you up right now.
Yep, yeah. Paul Andre.
I had to choose between either Lady Z or the SEO Queen. So right now I'm Lady Z. I might change my username back to the SEO Queen. We'll see.
Get both. I think I got the SEO Video Show on there too, with just a different email.
How do you could create two profiles?
Yeah. You can use a different email. And I think I joined on.
Oh, can I give myself my own invitation?
I don't know how I got in, because I mean, if you have to invite people, yeah, that's.
I'm trying to find you, Paul. I'm looking for you.
Paul Andre, one word. It's not on there.
Paul Andre.
Unless I might have joined this whole different Clubhouse thing.
Okay, hold on. Are you on this app? Hold on. We're gonna get this Clubhouse together. Yeah, you know, some people wanted my invites, but I'm kind of like, you know, your name is, I'm forever connected.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm Lady Z right now on Clubhouse. If I can get a second profile, I'm going to definitely do that.
Let's see here. So let me see. Lady Z. Huh. I wonder if it's weird because, and I'm also on an Android. And I wonder if that's one thing. If they're, cause I started reading some things that it may be. Are you on Android or are you on an iPhone?
I'm on an iPhone.
Yeah, because I think, I don't know if they're connected, but see, this is it right here. Right, I don't know if you can. Oh wait, one way. This has to be. I think that's the same thing because it looks familiar. I mean, but this is yeah. See, this is kind of like the. Or hold on. There you go. Right? That's the club. Or it's a different Clubhouse.
That's a different Clubhouse.
I don't know.
That doesn't look like.
Yeah, it's a Clubhouse app. I started hearing about it, so I actually just kind of searched it on the Android Play and Google Play.
Yeah, because this is the logo. Do you see that? Is that what the icon looks like? No.
Mine looks different. I wonder if like people are getting confused on this thing because it might be just for iOS. So
yeah, it's if you have an Android or an iPhone.
I have an Android. So yeah.
Dang.
That might be one of the things.
I was gonna give you one of my invites.
I mean, I have other Android iPhone, an older iPhone here, but
yeah, if your iPhone is active. Yeah. Sign up and then I'll let you in.
Okay.
Yeah, Clubhouse is like.
So tell me about it. What is a Clubhouse? What's like?
Clubhouse is a drop-in audio social network. So it's kind of like they have these rooms. You can go into the rooms and they have like a stage with moderators where people could talk. So there is no video. It's all audio. They have two modes. They have talk mode and music mode. And it's just a great way to network. And just a lot of people have been networking like crazy, delivering value. I've gotten more. I've increased the size of my community being on this. And I've been able to help out entrepreneurs. So it's like a great way to, you know, share value. And I partnered with Rachel Kennedy, And she and I have a SEO room that we do together once a week. We'll probably get back to that once the holidays are over, but I also do it by myself as well. So,
all right. So I'm, so my iPhones that I have here are, I need the latest iOS 13 or more. So yeah, this is a really old iPhone that I have just laying around.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let me know if you're able to download it. And if you need a invite, I'll definitely give you one of mine. I've been kind of, okay. I was giving them out like crazy, but now I'm like, you know, my name is forever associated with that that person's profile. I want to make sure that I use it wisely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because okay. Once you let somebody in, your name is on their profile.
Got it. Forever. Got it.
Yeah. So you definitely don't want to let in something that someone that you know.
Yeah. So from what I heard, it might be just an iOS thing, because I tried downloading the one here on Android and I don't. Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's the same thing.
Yeah,
but it is talking about the exact same thing, where it's like it's all audio. It's like this whole audio thing. You start a room and it's just talk. But I haven't touched it yet. But I just thought I downloaded it just so I can at least reserve my name.
right. Yeah, but keep me posted on your Clubhouse journey.
All right. I mean, yeah, so I guess I wonder if you can you go on a website? I wonder if the same thing if you go on a website to, or if it's just an app. Clubhouse app, how to get started. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is the link. I'm going to put it in the chat to you.
Yeah, it does look like it says App Store only.
Oh my goodness, it's number 6 in social networking right now. That's insane.
Yeah, people are, I mean, it's been, a lot of people have been talking about it. So, I mean, I know that's why I tried to get in there. I thought I got the right one. But it's crazy. Whoever created the one for Android is totally like copying the same thing, because it says rooms, it says chat. Yep.
Yeah, joinclubhouse.com is the website.
Yeah. Like I need to get a iPhone.
Yeah, it's for iPhone. So, man, so I hate to ask you this question because I hate for you to have to pick, but who would you say have been? Well, I'm not going to ask you that question. I don't want to put you in an awkward spot. So I'm going to ask you, what are the three things that you've learned from guests on your podcast, on your SEO video show that just blew your mind? The top three things.
Top three things that I've learned, even my show. I mean, again, it's a journey. For me, it's like everyone's journey is so different, and how they've used SEO to, in their career, to somehow solve a problem that was actually life-changing for them. Mm-hmm. That's what I noticed. I mean, for myself, like I've actually used SEO to move up in my professional career. Like whether it was actually when in my resume, I would, back in the days, I knew that these applicant tracking systems would look at keywords. So my resume that I would submit to recruiters, I would put my keyword of whatever it was on that thing for so many times. And so that's one of those things that it was when, like everyone's journey is different, and how I was able to use SEO to even land a job by doing an audit for a company before I was actually hired, you know, through my interview process. I'm like, hey, you know what? These are some things I need to do, which is what I would do for you if I was hired. So like everyone's personal journey is like so different, and how I've learned how it's helped each SEO person in the industry in a different way. As in more of like the SEO, like actual doing SEO is a lot of testing. Everyone is testing everything. And there's this one SEO that actually is like one of the ones I've always followed for a while. His name is Kyle Roof, is where he actually created, he started ranking for keywords using lorem ipsum. He literally ranked, he showed Google and showed everyone. He actually got, they made a whole new rule about him in the Google Terms of Service because of his test that he created. He created a whole website on lorem ipsum as ranking number one for the search term that he put out there. I think it was like rhinoplasty Plano, like in Texas.
Wait. So he ranked one for a keyword using Lorem Ipsum?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Like search, you can search him. Like the story was covered like in like those, all those news articles. And then they even created a whole rule around like, okay, you can't, you know, it's against rules in terms of terms of service if you're a ranking website with gibberish or, you know, like your content does not make sense.
Right.
So he showed, and all he does is, I mean, like, you know, he was just testing certain things. He also has it's actually a tool I use all the time for any of my clients and anything I start doing. It's called Page Optimizer Pro. It's one of those things that, you know, I don't share as much because I'm like, if everyone else has it,
right.
It's one of those things. It's called pageoptimizer.pro. And it's basically a correlation software. So he'll look at the top 10 search results, analyze everything, and see which keywords, which variations have been placed exact same amount of times, and look at the headers, the body, the title, the descriptions, anything like that. And he'll say, like, okay, if you want to like get up to in Google's eyes and see it can be like related to it, this is what you need to massage in, like how many times you have to add this. This is the topic you need to talk about. That's all done in Page Optimizer Pro. And that's something I've learned. I learned, you know, even just by using that tool, you learn a lot, right? So that's one of the things. And then the third I'd say is, again, like how big like branding is. You know, everyone that talks about like, yeah, you know, the smaller, it's all about how important, like, you know, like I think it was Lily Ray, she's the EAT expert, the expertise, authority, and trust. And how a lot of all sites that are ranking have to be tied into an entity, a person, a subject matter expert. Like I was talking about, like, hey, your brand has to be out there. Google has to know your brand. Like even on your YouTube, you can attach an actual business name to your YouTube channel to let Google know that you are a real business. How do you do that? You have to have a Google My Business account. So that's why you want to make sure you get that going. So making sure that you are a real person. You know, when some people will create websites and not put a contact, not to put an about us, Google will look at that as like, is this a legit site? I mean, it may be a legit site, but if they don't have a contact, they don't have an about us page showing that.
Right.
This is how important, like, I feel about us page. If you go to Google and search Google, I think like the top results are about us pages. Like they're about us pages by Google. So it's like there you can see how important about us pages are when you go to Google and search Google. Like I think like the first two or if you look on the let me see if it's still the same. But when I was doing just searching Google, like if it says here about.google, it's like number two about. There's all these about Googles. I mean, and then you have the Facebook, Twitter, Wikipedia. You see here, they have a lot of .google domains here. But, you know, when I was just even doing just my research just on just Google itself, I'm like, what does Google rank for themselves, right? So it's like just knowing that, like having an about page is really, really important because their top pages that are ranking are about pages.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm pulling up the about.google.
Oh yeah. I mean, see, they have I think it's like what in the number two or three, like it actually got higher because it was actually in the like lower part of their pages, or lower part of the SERPs, and it was on page two, but they had a bunch of them that were like, hey, like, okay, if these pages are ranking high for their brand, what's important for a brand to have their about page?
Right. So I see that I Googled Google.
Yeah.
And Google.com is ranked number one, along with, you know, the account, images, news, Google Maps, Gmail, photos. Then Wikipedia is the second one, followed by their Facebook, followed by about.google.
Yeah.
About.google are the next two results.
Yeah, there you go. See, they have two of them that are on there that are about. And let me see if you go to...
And then their Twitter feed is next.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one thing that people should pay attention to. Like, what do they rank for themselves? Like, you notice that, I mean, they have a partnership with Twitter. So it's like, make sure you're active on Twitter to get things going on there. You know, if you like, because they will show your most latest tweets on there when you're tweeting. I even set up some where it just kind of like automates a few things. And it's just so it's like at least tweeting something every day, just so it shows up, that Twitter carousel will show up on Google when someone searches your name. It's Google, you know, pays attention to your Twitter account. So it's one of those things where even like if you have a problem, they say use Twitter, tweet at Google. You know, the Google webmasters or Google, now they call it Google Search, yeah, Google Search Central.
Right.
At them if there's a problem, and they have software to see like the amount of tweets they get on a certain subject and notice for an outage and stuff like that.
Wow. That's some great information. That is some great information. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Yeah, so I mean, I know we could literally talk all day and night about SEO because that's just what we do. But, you know, all good things have to come to an end. So, how can people connect with you?
Everyone can find me. If you go on Google, search Paul Andre De Vera, I should own like the top 30 results. That's all me. You can also go to SEO Video Show, which you can go on YouTube itself and search SEO Video or search Video SEO. I will be the number one results on YouTube. So if you have something, you can find me there. And it's you'll see my logo. It's just me with a smiley face. And I just love cheesing all day.
All right, Paul, it was definitely my pleasure chatting with you today. You've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You could listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift, make sure you go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. And today's episode was featuring the fabulous host of the SEO Video Show, Paul Andre, who was dropping all kinds of knowledge bombs on us today. And so thank you so much for coming through. And until next time.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. More credibility, the SEO Queen. More visibility, the SEO Queen. More profitability, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. More credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO Queen.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.